It is said that Washington, D.C. is more divided than ever before, with that division spilling over into our country regarding all things political. That division has compelled the left to display a level of anger, hostility, even madness never seen before. If you've been watching, for example, the Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings this past week, you saw that madness on display in a variety of ways. You've certainly also seen and heard it regarding anything to do with the Trump administration. It goes further than that. We've talked before on the show, people on the street have been physically assaulted simply for wearing the iconic Make America Great Again red hats. The response by those on the left are saying that President Trump and those who support him are the crazy people. My next guest has analyzed the situation and presents her conclusions in her new best-selling book, Mad Politics, Keeping Your Sanity in a World Gone Crazy. She holds two master's degrees and a PhD in psychological field. She's also co-host of America Talks Live on Newsmax TV, Dr. Gina Loudon. How are you today, Gina?
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
DrGinaLoudon.com, her website, where you can learn more about Gina's writings, her analysis, and more importantly, get your copy of Mad Politics, Keeping Your Sanity in a World Gone Crazy. Given the title of your book and what I referred to in the intro, for someone listening before they read your book, was there anything they saw on display at the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings that lays a groundwork and a basis of proof for what you write about in Mad Politics?
Other than they just keep getting crazier, I still am shocked. I mean, even having counseled people that really have deep disturbances, I don't know that I've ever seen anything so collective and societal as we're seeing on the left, who are just, I did Sean Hannity's show a couple nights ago, and he said, you're going to blow their collective minds when you say the president is the sane one here. But he is. He's unmistakably sane. He's so sane that he can withstand all of their insanity and be unmoved and still be the most productive president, I believe, in our nation's history, at least that we have recorded. And so how does he do that? Well, I think it's because he understands that that he really is driving them crazy, and that the more unmoved he is, the more insane they get. I don't know about you, but I thought it was kind of crazy when they were parading all over Washington, D.C. the day after inauguration in pink hats representing genitalia. To me, that just was clownish and garish and ridiculous. But then you get to, throwing drinks in a young man's face, because I met that young man, I know him, because he was wearing a hat to support the president in a restaurant. A full-grown adult did this. And then you get to kicking Sarah Sanders out of a restaurant with her family. The crazy doesn't stop, but it also gets dangerous. You think about what happened with Steve Scalise,
sure,
and that was a leftist. You think about what happened with Rand Paul, and that was a leftist. So I think that to keep our own sanity, we have to take some important steps, and I write about those in the books, but in the book Mad Politics. But I also think that we can rest assured that we do have somebody in the White House who really is fighting for our best interest and to restore sanity to our nation.
And this is an unusual time for most people. And before we get to that, too, isn't what we're seeing, too, you talked about how the president has connected with the people. Isn't it also safe to say, too, that what we see from the left's reaction is just proof of how much they've had, how much they have a disconnect with the people?
Well, yeah, of course, they can't even come up with a campaign platform to run on. They can't even come up with a candidate who isn't either a socialist or somebody who is incoherent. I mean, they're really in a pathetic place, and that's because they haven't cared really for decades. And I won't say, I don't even want to isolate Democrats in this. I want to talk about the establishment here, because before the president was the president, I was hesitant to even call myself a Republican. But now I'm happy to, because I think that has become his party. But the establishment, media, and politicians have not cared about the people they're supposed to be speaking for and representing for decades. And they've had instead this cushy little symbiotic relationship where they work together and they do things behind the scenes that actually trample the constitutional rights of the American people. So along comes this guy who's a blue-collar billionaire disruptor who's going to change all of that, and it's a massive threat to them. They like their cushy lifestyle. They like their cocktail parties. They like their the benefits, the power, and the money they reap for doing a whole lot of nothing except for taking advantage of people. Contrast that with the politicians who are in Washington, D.C., and a lot of the citizen journalists out there who've really taken over our media at this point in a great way. And they really are interested in being the voice for the American people and working from a constitutional framework like our founding fathers envisioned. And they work well with this president, and they are driving the other side crazy because they're taking away their power and their money base, and that's everything to them.
Oh, Dr. Gina Loudon, her new book, Mad Politics, Keeping Your Sanity in a World Gone Crazy. DrGinaLoudon.com is her website, where you can also get a copy of Mad Politics, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. When you talk about combating what we see in politics, you have people who understand what's going on, but they think, well, what can I do against it? Or that's a level way above me. I'm down here. But as you write about Mad Politics with some of your personal life experiences, people who are dismissing themselves as someone who can battle back have had situations, much like yourself, who had to battle back against a negative force.
That's exactly right. And I think that everybody does their little part. I mean, you look at just the president's popularity, especially among minorities, and the way that he's been so successful in really changing our economic culture, even our national security and so many things. That is every guy out there. You know, I feel like the average guy out there who comes home from work and he just wants to make a living and put his kids through school and be a normal person, I feel like he's been, you know, subjected to a level of crazy on his television that I want to make sure he realizes isn't reality. Because I think there are a lot of really rational, sane people out there that he's helping to keep in office or in media or in power in some way or another. And his role in that is really important. So I always encourage, and there's a chapter on this in the book, Mad Politics, I always encourage everyone to be involved in social media, even if they only spend about 5 minutes a day just stating their case, so that those people out there who are irrational and crazy can see that there are people, just rank and file people out there, who are really sane. And people say, oh, I don't want to be on social media. You know what? Make up a fake name and use a fake picture. Use a statue of Lady Liberty or whatever you want. But be involved because that is important. It is important that your voice is out there. And I think going to rallies is a great way, too. I don't know if anybody's been, but they are great fun. I attend some with the president. I'll be attending one here shortly with him. And then I think I want people to understand that I've analyzed this president through a relationship where I know him, unlike Mr. Woodward, who's written this drivel, who doesn't even know the president. I know this man. I know him in a casual setting. I know him from Mar-a-Lago and Palm Beach. I also have seen him in the White House. I've developed a personal relationship with him and with his family. I've traveled with some of his family. I know them well. I also know that this president could be doing a lot of things right now besides spending his golden years fighting for us. But this is where he wants to be. And much of that is because of his psychological profile, his family of origin. His family order is amazing and really fascinating. And I wrote all about that in my book, Mad Politics. I think if you read the book, you will understand why he is so well equipped to deal with all this. And I think you'll be able to worry less if the insanity out there is something that is bothering you.
In a variety of ways, the president actually turns the energy and the heat of the left back onto the left in a lot of ways, and some of them are simple and obvious, but as Dr. Loudon writes about in Mad Politics, Keeping Your Sanity in a World Gone Crazy, there's a lot of tools in this toolbox that he is using to really turn the tables in a way that the opposition is not used to. And for the person reading Mad Politics, Gina, is it just a matter of understanding how you have to go with instincts versus outside influence to do what's right?
Well, I think you have to look at things realistically and use logic. I think if you start to feel like the whole world is crazy, remember that the media is trying to draw your eyeballs in. They're using clickbait media, and I describe all of this in Mad Politics, to grab your attention through salacious headlines and other things because they really want you to think that we are so divided. But if you walk out in the street, you see people of all walks of life walking together, having a good time, all races, all religions, and you realize that the world really isn't as crazy as they'd like you to believe.
And what Gina writes, too, in Mad Politics is not being defensive against the opposition. It's going on the offense against the opposition. There's a big difference in those philosophies, but you'll gain that understanding of Mad Politics, Keeping Your Sanity in a World Gone Crazy. Check out everything to do with the world of Dr. Gina Loudon at drginaloudon.com. That's where you can also get your copy of Mad Politics. Dr. Gina Loudon, thanks so much for being here today.
Yeah, thank you. And it's available also on Amazon, and it's on sale on Amazon right now. So I want people to go buy it there. Thanks so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.